Definitely see the first one before you see the second one. Had to finish my sentence.
Yeah!
Crack them if you got them. Take that, AdSense.
I'm like instantly out of breath now. What is going on, boys?
Hey. What up? What up?
You guys know what's going on here. His third appearance. Third appearance, isn't it?
Third appearance.
Third appearance. You're not gonna go on a crazy rant again, are you? We have been reached out about that.
Run, yes. Crazy, no.
Yeah. Well, we are back with the Dallas Cowboys CanFan podcast. As you guys know, the IG, Dallas Cowboys CanFan. Fastest growing Canadian Instagram entertainment page. I don't know if it's a meme page, entertainment, sports. I don't know. It's kind of just a clusterfuck of shit. AJ, where can you find us on the YouTube?
Yeah, make sure you go follow us on Instagram there, and then also search us on YouTube for the time being.
We only need 49 more subs till we have our own fucking URL.
That's right. But we are 51.
But we are the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast out there.
Well, Canadian.
No. Don't start tarnishing that. We are the number one Dallas Cowboys.
You just don't know it
podcast.
Yet.
Yeah, you just don't know it yet. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, search Dallas Cowboys CanFan. And right now that'll bring you to our page. And then you subscribe. And once we hit 100, we'll actually have a URL that you can.
We're gonna do our shirtless episode.
Yeah. And if you're watching this right now, like us.
Yeah, like just the video. Do it all. Well. Do everything. You know what to do. It's not your first time on YouTube.
You know how much time we just spent 2 minutes listening to
it. It's so easy. I'm guilty for it. But anyway, Steve, it's great to have you back on.
Who reached out?
Reached out about you.
Do I have funds?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Lots. Hate mail. I wouldn't say fans.
All mail is good mail. Wait, I just heard it.
Everyone needs to be a. Everyone needs a villain. So I like it. The UK villain. So bandwagon boys, how you guys doing? What are you guys fidgeting over there?
Adam's fixing the camera, but I think he actually just wanted to show off his new piece of memorabilia.
Yeah. So top right is a nice official Dallas Cowboys hat.
Look at that.
Where'd you get that?
As a bandwagon boy, you know I have to have all my team's hats.
Where'd you get that hat?
I got it when I was in Dallas when the Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Was that the overtime game?
Yep.
When Amari Cooper had 3 TDs?
Yep.
Fuck, that was a good game. Guess that would have been so good to be at.
I got it on camera, too.
Did you?
Just to make sure that I was there.
That's sweet.
That would have been so good. Tell me about it.
I get Ad to call me late at night. So tell me about that time you beat them in overtime. Tell me about it again.
How did you feel about me when I would send you those photos of me at the end of the box seats?
I've never really been jealous of you in life, but... And I wasn't even really jealous. I just wanted to hit you, kind of.
explain it a little bit more. What are you talking about there?
We got to go on this trip.
Not we, you.
I got to go on this trip. I was filming this group of people that went down. They got this experience, this Dallas Cowboys road to the Super Bowl experience. So it was
short road.
You're still on it. They're still on that road.
Well, it wasn't specifically. It was the event. Samsung was taking the people to Dallas, so it wasn't them following that team.
And you were doing this for work, like you were working.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got paid to go, and I got paid to be in a stadium at club level.
That's pretty sweet.
Probably never ever get to do it again. But
hey, no, when we get media passes, fuck, we're gonna be on the field.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna get media passes when the two of you or the three of you even are so doubtful of us not being the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast. I keep saying Canadian podcast, but let's just say we are the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast out
fucking
there.
Penciled in. I like it. So what do we got going on? I mean, it was kind of a big week because the Cowboys are back on the field.
That's right.
OTA started up.
OTA started up, and there was an article released on what website?
Well, and you know what? Just for the record, Google what was an OTA.
Awesome.
What was the answer?
Off-season team activities.
There you go. Hey, so you're learning.
What do they do? They go bowling. They go to pizza hut together.
paintballing.
paint a house. I bet you they do paintball.
That would be awesome.
But anyways. Some of the positives and a few negatives, I kind of scrolled through it. I mean, the biggest one, I'm just going to say right off the hop, Dak Prescott's back on the field. That right there, he was out there throwing the ball. That's fucking huge. Because when you saw his leg there last October, I mean, you don't really know if he's ever going to come back at that moment. Like a compound fracture in your leg, I mean, it's pretty, there's a lot of questions in the air when that happens. So that right there is huge for OTAs. Like as far as OTAs go, they're usually, I mean, they're not that important. But to have Dak back out there practicing and throwing is pretty huge.
And, yeah, sorry, this is, I'm just pulling up the, I wanted to show that comparison just while you're bringing up the leg thing.
Oh, with Heisman.
Yes, well, but this is the blog that you were just talking about or referencing is bloggingtheboys.com.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. And it's by Tom Ryle, BTB.
Sweet. So what do they have to say about it? Like, I'm kind of interested. I mean, you can't really take too much from fucking OTAs, man.
No, but this is the start of the storm of NFL news,
which
now,
is sweet.
Right?
Like it's pretty sweet that there's football happening. They've basically, everyone's cleared of coronavirus shit. Like they're not in. I think if they have the shots, as long as they have the shots done, they don't have any restrictions or
The restrictions have all been lifted.
All the restrictions are lifted.
Okay, get fucked.
I know what you're saying though. The
restrictions.
Do you know what he's saying?
This is going on bone apple tea.
First positive here is just Mike McCarthy is getting his first real offseason program.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually big too. I mean, but you can't really, I guess you can kind of say that's a big thing because a lot of coaches that maybe were on the third or fourth year with a team have a little bit more continuity with teams. But as it was McCarthy's first year last year, this will be big to have the team the whole offseason, you know?
There is something to be said about like, when did McCarthy come in to coach then?
Last year was his first year. Like he was hired prior, but with all the coronavirus shit, there was no off. There was no OTAs. There was no there was training camp, but there was no other off season activities. It basically was they went into training camp.
Well, we'll see. The positivity is there. The thing about the NFL and any sort of like once you get to that top, I think I might have made this point before, but that little bit of excellence. To get better than the next opponent, and that might have been what it was that like is necessary. Obviously, a coach requires any time they can because the OTAs have been significantly restricted since the last 10 years, or probably are going to continually be more and more restricted. Right?
Totally. Like in regards with they're not hitting, they're not in full pads. It's basically just like helmets and shorts. Right. That's what OTAs are. But while we're talking about Mike McCarthy, I actually ran a poll. Because I'd read an article about Mike McCarthy being on the hot seat, or the number one coach on the hot seat. I thought it was a little.
I just read that.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
I thought that was a little unfair. So I wanted to run a poll. Like it's the this is the NFL we live in now, right? Like the guy's fucking second year and it's already he's on the hot seat. Like But so
he
I ran
lost his fucking quarterback.
Yeah.
A large chunk of the season.
So I ran a poll asking, is Mike McCarthy on the hot seat? And like I think it was 75% said yes.
What?
And I'm just like. Really, guys? You got to give the guy, I say, at least 3 years for a coach. Unless he's, like, terrible.
Look, especially after the previous coach, how long... how long Garrett was in town. I didn't think Garrett was bad. I think he just, like, was a cog in the Jerry Jones wheel.
Oh, he was. He 100% was.
So...
I don't think it helped that he's just has one of the most punchable fucking faces...
Oh, man.
...on the planet.
It's like... Really? Dak Prescott throws an interception to end the game, and it goes over to that fuckstick, and he's clapping.
Let's look at him.
Just do like get him clapping on there.
What's his first name?
Jason Garrett. Get him. It'll probably be a picture of him clapping.
Is this the face?
There
isn't it though.
That's a punchable face.
I mean, he used to be a quarterback though, right?
He's backed up for.
He backed up
for Troy Aikman. He actually won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
I screwed Adam's ability to show the face that we're laughing
at. Well, we can see it.
He's squeezing it out of this angle, but I left my lappy at home, so thanks for bringing yours.
Yeah, no worries.
So I could use it, Ant.
I mean, you're just ruining the production on set, but that's okay.
Yeah, well.
The funny thing is if you watch the Hard Knocks, was it Hard Knocks that followed the Dallas Cowboys?
They, Well, yeah, they had Hard Knocks, but it wasn't him. And then, it was All or Nothing.
So an All or Nothing followed.
He's actually kind of likable in it.
Yeah, but at the end of a practice, it would be they would play the trash can game, and he played against Dak, and he won in terms of accuracy.
Yeah, but that was like Dak's second year in the league, like. You know, Dax.
I'm just saying, JG JG has some arm and some fireability there.
Some swag.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough talk about Jason fucking Garrett.
Yeah, hey, Jason.
I don't even know. Anyways, we're back to the point I was making. Cowboys Nation's jumping on the fact that a coach that didn't have a starting quarterback, didn't have a bunch of starting offensive linemen that went, and they went 6-whatever. What did they go? 6-10. And he's already on the hot seat. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You know what? I think a lot of it is probably people just wanting to write about the Cowboys because of the clicks. So let's bring.
Well, it's a big market, so that they want clicks.
Like right? there's
other... Let's create something or make something up.
Yeah,
because we need traffic.
But I have 3,000 real followers, and out of those 3,000 people, 75% of them, obviously not all 3,000 voted. 75% of the people that did voted agreed.
So what was the reasoning for that then?
Wow! Because they're just—it's just how it is nowadays. Everyone wants
that by
the things that they read in the media, or that's their own opinion. Everyone just needs that instant gratification that if they're not on the way to the Super Bowl, that the guy should be on the hot seat, which I think.
But then you change coaches every year, and you never
exactly. Anywhere, right? I think you need at least 3 years.
But it's the same thing with QBs.
Yep.
That there's no time anymore.
No. Everyone needs instant.
I think what you want to see, the way that I think people are looking at it on the poll is, not the coach. It's like the Super Bowl has not happened, or we've not been to the Super Bowl for whatever, two decades. Years.
Yeah.
So it's not about like, okay, let's give this coach another 5 years. It's, he's on the hot seat because we need to win
now.
Now it's like I've been waiting for 25 years for this to happen.
Yep.
I don't really care who it is in place. And I'm not saying that's fair or not, but that's like the mentality. I think I wouldn't say that Jerry Jones doesn't feel like that either. Although keeping Garrett around for so long.
Yeah, but there was something going on behind because
there was
like obviously with Jason Garrett, he was just a puppet of Jerry Jones. Like what Jerry wanted, Garrett did basically, and that's the perfect coach for Jerry Jones.
Was he how many seasons did Garrett head coach?
I think he was a head coach for 8 years, eight to ten years.
Was Garrett off the top of my head. The Snoke to Jerry's Palpatine?
100% he was. 100%
Snoke, not Snope.
Snoke. What was it? What did they say?
Snoke. You said it's Snoke, but you said Snoke. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I thought you said Snoke. But they went 8-8.
They look similar.
They went 8-8 3 years in a row. Like any other coach that does that anywhere is probably getting canned. You have three seasons of 8-8 in a row. Like,
mediocrity.
And at that point, they had pretty good teams.
Oh, yeah, I know. And here's the other thing is, the team plays into it. Dallas has had a solid offense for the last 3 years for sure.
Yep.
They've been a arguably top 12 offense on paper anyways, right? And maybe even higher than that. So regardless of how it actually worked out, I think that's maybe a lot of where the pressure comes from as well. If you have a trash offense, then it's like, okay, what is this? Is this coach... There's so much that happens behind the scenes, like you were just saying, that from one side is to look at it like the relationship between owner being able to manipulate coach, but there's also, we've kind of talked about quarterbacks who are continuously on teams, well, they must provide something else that's more valuable than just their mediocre play for that upper level of professional football. They must bring something else to a team that other teams say, yeah, we'll bring this guy on as our third string, pay him $2 million. And there's guys who've made careers off that. So,
well, and the main thing with Mike Nolan, I was just reading Mike Nolan on the screen there. Mike McCarthy is, like you said, he is an offensive coach. And Dallas, on paper, has a pretty decent offense. So if they do struggle out of the gate, I hope they don't, because it's just going to be the media sensation around it's just going to be brutal.
But if Jerry Jones gave Garrett 8 to 10 years or whatever without winning a Super Bowl, why would he be in the hot seat now after one season? That doesn't make sense.
Because they have the highest paid quarterback, the highest paid running back, one of the highest paid wide receivers.
Right, but they obviously the Cowboys is the most valuable sports team in the world for any sport is the Cowboys.
Oh, I honestly...
He's obviously making money,
yep.
Jerry Jones. He's not interested in the money aspect. He wants the Super Bowl. So if he gave Garrett 8 to 10 years, why would McCarthy be in the hot seat after 1 year? That doesn't make sense.
I don't think he is.
No, well, exactly. Why is it saying it on the screen
because
there?
Because click art. You guys already said, people are more likely to click on an article like that than anything else.
There's other quarterbacks who are way higher. I don't know if it was a list of quarterbacks and they threw McCarthy
coaches
on there, or sorry, a list of X. Yeah,
Mike McCarthy and a coach or a quarterback, and it would be fucking funny to see.
I'm living the dream.
This is a big positive out of OTAs. Dan Quinn appears to be very different than Mike Nolan, which is, I fucking hope so. Like, that's the defensive coordinators right now. Mike Nolan was dog shit.
Quinn step in at a practice and fill in for a player? I thought I heard that, like...
No, I think that was Dan Richard, years ago.
Not in a game, just no, at a practice.
I don't think it was Dan Quinn.
Move over, guys. I think, look... Change is just basically what happened. They went through, they kept the same team, they changed the coaching staff over.
Defense is a little bit different.
They've just added a bunch, but I guess the core elements of the team. I actually don't know who the core players on the defense are, to be quite honest.
Hang on a minute. The last time I was here,
No.
Yeah, let's try. Can you guys name 10?
And then you said, oh, we'll give you a few weeks or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is good. Okay, so name 10. You can use the same ones that you used.
Okay.
Jerry Jones.
and
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, you can. And you now you can say guys from the draft.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's two.
Zeke.
Jalen Smith.
Yeah, three.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Four.
Oh, man.
Amari Cooper,
five.
Amari Cooper. And Steve was here last time too, and you helped.
Jabril, what?
Cox.
Yeah, six.
Okay, there we go, baby. Got it.
I'm writing them down.
Come on, think receivers. You guys need
Van Der Esch.
Kate, there you go. You got seven.
Come on,
you need
receivers. There's CD Lamb.
Yeah, eight.
My boy.
And then we got who do we got backing up? Oh, the most underrated running back in the NFL.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about it last time.
You guys,
Poehler.
Yeah, Tony.
There
P.
we go, baby.
You need one more.
Tony Poehler. Fuck that guy.
This is good.
TP. And let's come on. Jarvis.
No, not Jarvis Landry. He's from the Cleveland Browns.
No, the second round pick.
I read this fucking article too, and I was looking at the names, and
I'm thinking of a guy that I'm surprised you guys don't have because he's going to be big in fantasy. He's a receiver.
Galladay? No,
close. Kind of close.
Galloway?
No, you're almost there. Steve, I'm pretty sure.
Galahad.
No, I'm pretty sure you said his name last time.
Did I?
Yeah.
Kenny Galladay?
No. It's Gal.
Gal.
Oh, Wayne Gallman.
No.
Come on,
did
boys.
I say last time? I can't remember. I slept since then. I don't know.
Come on, you guys. You need one fucking more.
We need one player,
Gallup.
Dude.
Gallup.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Okay, so I thought we said Gallup.
No, okay, well, that's
so
fair.
There you go. You got 10. Good job, guys. Next time it's 20.
Wait, I'm always on the team.
But then you got to name 20, too.
I could name 20.
Okay, right now, boom, hit it. Hit it.
I have to name 10 more?
No.
Well, yeah. We'll do this another time.
Gauntlet's been thrown down. 10 more people. Come on, right now.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Fuck, I hate being in the spot here.
Yeah.
You said Jalen Smith already.
Yep.
I don't trust you.
Neville Gallimore. Tyrone Smith.
There was another gal.
Yeah.
Lael Collins. Connor McDaniels.
To be quite honest, none of us are like, no. Like, we're not.
John Michael. I just started making up names. It's tough when you're on the spot, hey?
Yeah, it's tough when you're on the spot. I definitely think that if we'll know, A, we'll know who our fans are by them actually listening to 20 minutes into this podcast.
We're 20 minutes in already. This is fine.
And two, it gives us some homework to do. Yeah. I think I definitely will. You know what? I will buy... but what episode is this? 12? By episode 20, I'll be able to recite the entire lineup.
It'll be a lot easier too once you're watching games, right? Like,
And also once the team is set,
and once fantasy's back, and you got to choose.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
I mean, off season, who knows who's going there? Everything's like a sliding scale.
Right. It is.
I think that we would use this as a this should be like our instead of the Wonderlust test or whatever
Wonderlick
that they do for the combine or the draft, then we should do like a
have to name them
or no just like a Cowboys trivia.
Well, that's what most people will if you call yourself a fan, they'll make you call out the linemen, and that's like a test to see if you're a fan or not. Which we did to you, Anth Best, and you nailed it. So we won't do it again. Nope. Since we've chewed up 20 minutes of the episode talking about fucking Cowboys, people that the Bandwagon Boys don't know.
So what's on next? Fuck OTAs. I mean, really, well, we've kind of...
Let's just hit one negative. There's just this one negative.
But hang on a second. Yep. We never established, like, what constitutes an actual OTA?
They get together and they, like, they'll run 7-on-7, or they'll just run... Dak will throw to receivers. They'll do... defensive drills. It's like it's basically like a walkthrough before a game.
Yeah,
like
but it is culture building too. Like they'll watch it's film just to together.
Get, it's just do to
they
get go the team. For
you know, and the having Dak on the field has got to be a boost to the rest of the players, right?
Oh, so fucking
that's
right.
Be like that's huge. Getting together and being able to
totally
get him to throw the ball to you. That's okay. Huge.
Yeah.
For the other players on the team, right?
So. Do you think any of the players said, "Yeah, you better make up for that money"? They're Dak. Like
do you think
anybody calls it out?
No, because the way the NFL's going, any start quarterback's gonna have this much more money than the rest of them, right? So
And it should be.
So I don't think any of them say that. I think they'd get in shit, honestly, if they were fucking calling out he's the leader of the team. You don't go calling out the fucking leader of the team for his new contract.
I mean, you do if you want to play somewhere else.
Yeah, if you want to play somewhere else.
Shouldn't be taking all that money.
hey, Dak, how's the foot?
Hey, Braj, how's that foot, Braj?
I have a good answer for what an OTA is for you.
Okay.
It's the movie montage
yep.
part of...
Yes.
Like a sports movie. It's like or
oh, it's the scene in Remember the Titans when Coach Boone takes them to the Gettysburg
yes. Graveyard.
Graveyard.
Yeah. Or like field, battlefield.
Scene,
battle. And they're doing 2-a-days.
I would take Coach Boone over Mike McCarthy, by the way.
Oh yeah, of course.
Nice. Crack it.
It's also very, it could be also equivalent to the scene in Top Gun, the volleyball scene, where it's just the boys out playing some ball together, you know?
Which is on a permanent loop in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I play it for the body inspiration, okay?
Completely off topic, but last night when I was at the drive-in movie theater, they played a preview for the original Top Gun, because I guess they're going to be playing it there. So it's like, we were waiting, and it was like the original trailer.
Well, because this summer, Top Gun 2 Maverick is coming out.
No, but I think they're just playing that there. I think they're just playing the original one.
Wow, well, I mean, that's sweet though too, man. Top Gun's a great flick.
Yeah, it's just so funny to see how trailers.
I used to watch that every day.
Fuck yeah!
When I was a kid,
did you? Okay, so you went into the military. Did you want to be a pilot?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a pilot. Wanted to be a fighter pilot because I was big into Top Gun.
Couldn't because your eyes?
No, too tall.
Too tall. Oh yeah. I guess.
So wait! For our short guys here, how tall do you have to be to be a fighter pilot?
Yeah.
You'd be okay.
No, his eyesight, he'd be fucked. He'd be fucked.
I got laser eye surgery, so guess who has 20/20
vision? Not only his eyesight, then you got to think of his intelligence, and then...
let's take the test you know what? Right now, motherfucker.
I knew upon leaving school that it wasn't a viable fucking... so I joined the army instead.
Considering, like, fucking fighter pilots go on to be astronauts, like, you got to be pretty damn smart to be a...
Yeah, you do.
Because you have to...
you have to go to college and get A-levels and all that stuff.
Aerodynamics and crazy physics.
It's too much.
Too much. Just give me a gun and let me go shoot shit.
Well, I was a tank mechanic.
Oh, that's even... That's so pretty sweet.
Give me a big gun and let me drive over some shit.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, that's right up Dallas Cowboys alley.
Yeah. Big tanks and shoot shit.
And America.
America, baby. You know, that's one thing. Okay, so you went to the what movie did you go see in the drive-in? Because in Canada here we're not fully open in theaters yet.
Quiet Place 2.
Nice. Good. A+.
I'd give it a solid 8.5. Well,
Anth just walked into it and then went and sat in someone's.
Hey, can I hop in?
Excuse me.
I'm like, you guys are sitting in the back, anyways. Yeah. Can I just hop in the front?
It's just spread on the hood.
Turn it up.
Hey, who's got the popcorn? Popcorn, baby. Who's got the popcorn?
Great popcorn, by the way. So, anything else you want to say about OTAs here? Or?
All I have to say is they say the negative is all the new blood, and I think that's just whatever. I think it could be a positive, like getting a bunch of new.
You know, I think it's a positive for next season. I think that, I mean, obviously it's...
Then they're not new blood, then they're vets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing that... I just think that if they can post a good season this year, when we post a good season this year...
Boom.
Then it'll definitely benefit that core of team going through it together as like new guys, rookies. There's like a sense of, it's like an extra sense of bonding, I think.
You're right there because they draft, there's going to probably be at least, I'd say four to six defensive rookies that make the team, which is pretty high, right?
Yeah.
Cause they drafted basically all defense. So like you said, if they end up, a couple of them end up being good, they get to start off all at rookies by, you know, year three, they're fucking hitting stride. Well, so I mean, it could be a bad thing maybe for this year, but a positive
long term. The biggest thing is getting that kind of that team bond and them getting and working and gelling together, because that defensive core, if you're all rookies, most defensive, you're not going to have like a middle linebacker chum it up with someone on offense, like a wide receiver. Like they'll hang out and they'll be cool, but most of the times on a team, you're kind of hanging out with your positional people because you're spending a lot of time with each other. So
in meetings and
So I just think that
team drills.
I think it'll be a good thing. It's, team rooks.
It's also a new defensive coordinator. So
that's probably what he wants.
Yeah,
he wants exactly, like this is their first pro style defense to learn.
I'll make them my own.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to put a bet on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I do it every year.
Wow.
I throw $100 down every year. Yeah.
I'm going to do it this year.
$100. If you put a $100 bet down, I think their odds right now are like two. I don't know. Would it be 200?
Bandwagon boys are frozen.
Oh, you know what? We're definitely. I think this podcast should. We should all pony up a hundo.
Well, that's the thing. If we all put $100 in and they end up making the Super Bowl, well, now you pay to go to the Super Bowl and. If they win the Super Bowl, it's basically paid for.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Well, yeah,
do we know yet?
Where is it?
Oh, shoot.
They do know.
Hush falls over the craft.
I'm going to say Los Angeles.
New stadium? Yeah, that'd be cool. A new stadium.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Or even...
SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, that's LA.
SoFi Stadium in Cali. And then
boom,
it goes back.
Son called it, bitches.
And then I believe 2023, is back at Vegas, or they haven't announced it
yet. Remember we flew down to Cali? When was it? 2019.
November 2019.
They were just talking about it. Remember you flew in and it was half built? Shit, that's going
to
be fucking
You couldn't sweet. Go to the game. Couldn't watch a game yet. They're...
I mean, I think regardless, we should probably do a Cali trip for Super Bowl and do coverage.
Yeah, even if we're not. Yeah,
look, Cowboys are actually not. They're up there in odds.
What's the odds? You passed it
right here.
So $100 pays you out $2,800.
So you got 28. You can be wrong for 27 years straight.
Yeah,
if those odds.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I put $100 on it every year. I mean, I've lost now what. Since I can $1,100, but I mean, all I have to do is hit once.
Hit once and I'm back in the money, baby. Woo! All right. Oh God, sorry guys. Garrett makes his revival.
I almost threw my fucking nude at the screen.
Okay, where is JG coaching now?
He's offensive coordinator in New York, isn't he?
Yeah, for the Giants. He went to enemy territory. That cunt,
bitch.
Am I allowed to say the C word? I think that's the first time I've ever dropped the C word.
That's
a very cuntish thing to do.
Okay, now it's strong. Now it's been said done twice, so it's normal.
Now it's vernacular. Now it's regular vernacular here.
So another big conversation that's been tossed around the NFL, and I think sports in general, is should these star players, and in this case quarterbacks, when we're talking a National Football League, Sounded like a Russian there a little bit.
Yeah.
My AstraZanza is kicking in. No.
AstraZeneca?
I don't know what it is. No. So, should quarterbacks have a say in their team? Just to go through this year, Rodgers, they should have a say in their team, but with the decision-making, Rodgers, that was a big thing about him is, and the conflict that's been going on with Green Bay is, okay, where's my offense? Or yeah. That's yeah. kind of like, I don't know if he's actually ever really said it, but he's not ever said anything against it, I'm sure.
He alluded to it when he presented Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Against against the front office. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So maybe that sparked it. And sorry, the next one is Russell Wilson went on the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, it was hard to hear Russell Wilson say it over him crying about not having offensive linemen. The fucking baby.
Say hurry. Wait, the guy runs for his fucking life.
Give a fuck.
He does.
The reason he won a Super Bowl is because of this fucking defense and Marshawn Lynch. Like, Get fucked.
He does scramble beautifully, though, man.
Just get rid of the ball. Yeah, well, get rid of the ball.
Plenty of practice.
I'd like to see how long he hangs onto the ball for.
But the one that they... someone wrote an article or brought up in conversation, should Dak Prescott have bigger say in the Cowboys' decision?
So we were kind of talking about it just before we got on air. Steve, you said yeah.
I think they should. Like these are the guys that they build their team around. They're their franchise player. Why would you piss off your franchise player? No, like, why wouldn't you give them a bigger say?
So I think
what we're saying is the biggest say.
That's what I'm gonna say. I think in regards to like play calls and like audibling, I think your star quarterback should have access to audible any play he wants. He should also have a huge say in the plays that are going to get called that game and the game plan for the offensive game plan.
You think Russell Wilson would have thrown it on the fucking 1 yard line with Marshawn Lynch behind him?
He should have audible that.
Well, it's the same thing with Rodgers. You think Rodgers would not have gone for
so
it?
This is what gets lost. Russell Wilson could have fucking audibled that play. He got too scared and he went with what the coach called. He could audible that to a run. He also probably wanted to be the guy that threw the Super Bowl winning touchdown.
Yep.
So maybe he audibled to the... No, he didn't audible to the throw because you would have heard that.
Audible.
But he could have audibled out of that play.
Oil.
So oil.
What I think about... I think it all comes down to, like, obviously, we're talking about your starting number one solid quarterback, not just the quarterback who's your team for the year.
Your franchise guy that's making a big chunk of the money.
I think part of it would be that if I was a coach, I would think you always want to hear it. But I think what they're talking about is having what you're saying, Anth, about the, I would hope the OC, the offensive coordinator would already have taken into the in the skills, but I don't think that's really what they're necessarily talking about. I think they're talking personnel. About like personnel.
Yeah, I don't think they should
firings.
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should. I mean, if you look at the end of the day, it is a business. They're there to make money and also to win motherfucking games.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you're not gonna go to your quarterback and be like, "Do you think we should hire this person for like it's just not gonna." They should. It out of common courtesy. I think that clip that you guys shared with Alex Smith.
Show that. Run that clip.
Like that one. Seen this. What is that it? One is. Oh, that speaks the best. Out of common courtesy, you should. You should just keep your quarterback in the know.
So I'll give Steve just a rundown. So Alex Smith was on. What show is he on? He was on a show being interviewed, and they were talking about how Aaron Rodgers wasn't told that they were going to get that they were going to draft the quarterback in the first round. Mm-hmm. So then someone asked, Alex Smith, "Well, did they talk to you before they drafted Patrick Mahomes?" And he was like, "Yeah, they 100% came up to
times,
me
multiple times.
We had that season. Conversation." Okay.
Now, two things here. I hate Colin Coward, and that's who was on.
Why didn't you just go to the Instagram? Because you're gonna have to go through 19.
Because he can't. Because it's on yours.
He could have. I have the automatic login.
I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't know that it was in our chat.
Well, yeah, we watched it there.
I didn't know how it was shared.
Just don't click in any of my DMs.
Ant accidentally sent me one of his late night pictures.
Just laying there.
It was aggressive.
Just laying there eating Doritos naked.
Yeah. Who's up?
Covered in crumbs.
I think I'm going to have to get an Instagram.
Right. Yeah. After this.
You need to get Instagram just so you can see those late night DMs from Anth Bess.
Is it this far back?
Yeah, it was I think so. Was,
I mean, we chat boys. We're chat boys.
Yeah, we do.
Ski, we need to get you on this.
Is that it right there?
That was the OTAs.
There it is.
Right there.
Okay.
Crank that, soldier boy.
There we go. We
might have silent hush. So first off, let's just say I like Alex Smith.
Yeah, yes. Me too. Yeah.
I also think that @J_Lotto has his own opinions on that, but just from that comment next to it.
What does the comment say?
It's called business, because that's in capitals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not personal. Doing business isn't always polite or political. Sometimes it's harsh and legal. Fuck your feelings. What's funny to me,
I like it,
is the fact that he said that and said fuck your feelings, but he's changed fuck to FVCK because he doesn't want to say the actual word fuck.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a oxymoron, don't you think? Fuck your feelings, but I'm just going to change fuck so I don't,
you know,
yeah, make anybody mad. I don't want anyone to be offended.
Hey, yeah.
You could just be an internet idiot.
Great Instagram page too, Wizkins. He's a Washington football team fan, but I do like his Instagram page.
And this goes on to say, like we were discussing, where Alex Smith says, yes, I was told by my team this is going to happen. And they were
going to draft Patrick Mahomes.
And I believe it. I believe it. I just, again, like, he really emphasized. And by the way, this interview really made me love Alex Smith.
I'm so glad I didn't see this Alex Smith in any type of, like, solid interview. I didn't give a fuck about Alex Smith. And then I watched this. I'm like, oh, I actually kind of like the guy. And that's how the bandwagon boy approaches life. I find somebody I like, and then I take it.
I mean, I think
you're a player fan.
I'm a player fan, 100%.
Which is fine.
I mean, Alex Smith played on enough teams that we could all get one of his jerseys.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would say
shotgun
that for
the Redskin. Or, I mean, the football team one. Not.
I feel like I can't wear red.
No, red. Maroon just does not go well with me.
No.
I was going to do that for Jeff Garcia. I was going to own every single Jeff Garcia jersey.
That'd be great.
And then one day a week, I'd wear a different Garcia jersey.
Would you start off with the Calgary Stampeders, Jeff Garcia?
Oh, for sure.
I think there's a picture, actually, just super. Now we're going way over here.
Okay, as you're finding the picture, though, so back to it. What do we think a quarterback should be involved in?
I don't think they should have any say in who gets drafted. And I'm just saying this because I honestly think, and we've been lucky, I think the Cowboys have actually went out of their way to draft for their quarterbacks. Like they built Tony Romo, one of the best offensive lines in the last 20 years. And then Romo kind of got hurt and Dak got to take over that offensive line. And then they have all these great receivers. So I think the Cowboys do draft with the intentions of their quarterback. So why do you got to go and ask? I don't think you need to ask your star player what you should do in the draft.
Yeah.
I think this, my take on it is it would really all depend on where they are. So maybe Dak is not at that point in his career, 4 or 5 years in, that I think he's ready to come and start sitting at the table and make executive decisions.
Do you think that the OC would find that a bit of a kick in the teeth if he was suddenly didn't have full...
Yeah.
No, wasn't fully in charge of
the offense? I think they need to be, regardless of that upper decision, I think that you want your QB and your OC to be in sync,
like, yeah, right.
Regardless. But I think I think it's just a time thing. Like, if Rodgers hadn't, I would definitely be taking his opinion over Dax, and nothing against Dax.
No, for sure.
It's just years in the league.
But what do you think a fucking quarterback is going to say? Get me a top receiver, get me a top left tackle.
Of course. Yeah,
they're going to say that every fucking time. Mm-hmm. If a coach in Seattle can't look at the numbers and see that Russell Wilson's been sacked the most in the last 5 years and decide to draft a fucking offensive lineman, do you think Russell Wilson saying, "Oh, I think we should take an O-lineman." Do you think that's going to make them take one?
Well, let's look at Green Bay right now. He has not only the number 1 arguably wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
He also has
a great running back.
A very high quality running back that is top 5 in fantasy. Like,
this is my problem. I have Devante Adams and Aaron Jones on my fantasy team. I've got to let them go this year.
Both of them?
They're going back in the in the mix.
Too expensive?
Too expensive.
Yeah, fair. Too many question marks.
Yes.
With Rodgers.
I can't afford to keep him.
No, anyways, you're right.
Real quick,
but let's just take a moment to appreciate that flow that Aaron Rodgers has.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a good looking man.
I'll
be the first to admit it.
When did he break up with?
Oh, those are McCowns.
Josh McCown. Yeah, but we talked about it. He's a journeyman. Josh McCown is a journeyman.
That's journeyman.
When did Aaron Rodgers break up with the car racing girl?
I didn't even know I don't know.
Rhonda Patrick or
whatever? Danica Patrick?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was with the race car driving girl.
Can you live outside of the Dallas Cowboys there, Aaron?
No way.
I can't, actually.
Can you enter the world of TMZ just once?
There's a lot of the time. Like, I'll keep up with NFL news, but...
I don't know when we launch the Bandwagon Boys podcast, I don't know how you're going to keep up.
Oh, I'll keep up.
This is just a funny picture, guys. Josh McCown's daughter.
Those are all friends. Are all his daughters?
No, but this
a little bit weird that all of his daughter's friends are wearing a jersey.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know if it was a jersey day, but I mean, I love a quarterback. This is like what I was mentioning earlier. Josh McCown must have some other thing that he brings to a team.
Yeah.
Where he's like wanted by all these teams, because there's just too many new young guys that you could bring in to test out to see if they're the next Tom Brady.
They did try doing that, and he would always beat out the other guy.
Well,
right?
that's for
a second string.
That because it goes to the question, and that's kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the Cowboys at the start. It's better to take somebody who's been in the league and has some snaps in this case under their belt, because going from college to the NFL is a big jump. So they don't want to take the risk when there's that much money on the table, when there's that much at stake. You want to have at least somebody. But
then you never know, they might come good later, like Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Great journeyman.
And now starter.
And has just had such a guy just had such an unfair fucking shake.
I love that guy. I do too.
And I hate that he's playing for the Washington football team, because they're already a scary team, and I think Fitzmagic could just be that little fairy dust that fucking puts them over the top.
Yeah, he's a
gamer, man. That guy's a fucking he's a quarterback that will dive head first.
So at the end of the day, Dak, I mean, regardless, we're in the type of NFL now where it's like, I don't even know that you have 2 years, to be quite honest. It's not really fair. It doesn't seem like any sort of quarterback or coach is going to have 2 years of bad.
Like, bad, yeah.
Right before the...
Back to your original question, though, I don't think star players should have a say in the draft process.
Mm-hmm.
They can have an opinion, but I don't think they should have like a...
I mean, I think we're all in agreement that if it comes right down to affecting their immediate position, they should, as common courtesy, if you're wanting to build that strong team bond, you would actually, or GM to, they're not just going to say to someone like Dak, "Hey, we're paying you all this money, go out there and throw the ball."
No.
They'll probably say, "Hey, what do you think?" If he's not gelling with the offensive coordinator, well, that's your star QB that you're paying a lot of money to. You're definitely going to weigh in on what he wants.
They're going to talk to them. It's mostly to stroke their egos. That's it.
Look,
I don't think they have a say. I think they're going to talk to their quarterback so they don't get disgruntled. But at the end of the day, the quarterback's there to play quarterback, and the coaching staff and the front office personnel is there to make the decisions.
It's also really rough on the rest of your team, just to bring up the Rodgers point of view. because Dak said, if I can just bring this up, I trust the people around here that have those titles and have those positions to do what they need to
Perfect
do.
Answer.
I
think
that's a really good answer.
Sounds like a guy who's getting paid a lot of money.
Sounds like a company man.
Sounds like a company man.
I just got paid $160 million. Why the fuck would I bitch?
Why did Dak get paid all that money? Because of that answer.
100%. And what does that say, though, about, like, that's a great answer because it's totally corporate and off the table.
Rodgers is at the end of his career, so he didn't give a fuck.
No, but exactly.
Does it kind of piss off? It's like your O-line might be like, hey, man, like, I think we're pretty damn good. And
I think it's more that he's calling out the front office. He's not calling out his teammates. Right. I think that's...
Yep.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look, I know anybody else on the team, except for maybe a star wideout or a star running back, is going to hear Dak say that and be like, yeah, I totally agree with you on that comment.
You're right. He never called out anyone on the team. I'm just wondering if that, like...
If it could get taken...
Where it's like, well...
Taken the wrong way, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, what's next?
These guys are all getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, let's get off of this. Holy shit! We've been camping. It's like we're playing some first person shooters. We've been camping on some motherfuckers today.
Here's a fun one that's a little bit off of our. Well, it's still on the Cowboys radar, but this Julio Jones interview with Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah. So,
give us a setup.
Well, so. I think it was last Sunday, so after we filmed on Saturday, so it couldn't get brought up in last week's podcast. Julio Jones was spotted with a fan and had his picture taken, and he was wearing a Dallas Cowboys hoodie.
Let's go, baby.
In the picture.
Was this pre or post this interview?
Pre-interview.
Okay.
So this is what obviously spurted the interview. But so with Julio Jones, trades rumors going on. Seeing him in the Dallas Cowboys hoodie, everyone goes, oh my God, is there...
But without that, not a big deal. He's just wearing a Dallas Cowboys... I mean, it's not... You don't want to see it,
but... You don't want to see it, but you know he's not happy in Atlanta. You think, oh man, maybe there's some... Some merit to this. Maybe the Cowboys have been in talks with him.
It's tossing out a flag.
So then he... Undisputed with Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharpe called... Julio Jones, and Julio Jones didn't know he was on air. So Shannon Sharpe
thought it was just a phone call.
He thought it was just a phone call. So Shannon Sharpe's talking to him, and he goes, "Hey man, what's going on? Like something about you want out of Atlanta, or you're in Atlanta." He goes, "Yeah, but I'm not staying here. Like I'm out this year." So then he goes, "Do you want to play for the Cowboys?" And he goes, "Man, I just want to win." And then Shannon Sharpe was like, "Well then, you don't want to go to the Cowboys. Fuck you, Shannon."
Oh,
so that's what was said. That's why. So he didn't indirectly say he didn't want to go to the Cowboys, but it was kind of spun that way. He just basically said he's not going to be playing in Atlanta and that he just wants to win football games. So that ties in with Dallas, obviously, because there was a bunch of speculation that everyone was going crazy on social media saying, well, we could trade this guy for this guy and a second round pick of next year for Julio Jones, you know.
But wasn't Nook tweeting things like they want to restructure his contract in Arizona to get Julio there?
Yeah.
That was like the week before.
That's the thing. Like,
so what's going on with that? Has that got no wheels?
Oh, it does. And that's the thing. So I dove into the Julio Jones thing a bit. He probably won't get traded till after June 1st. Cause right now he counts $23 million against the cap. After June 1st, he's only $15 million. So you won't see any movement on it until after June 1st. But there's like, it's basically said, you'll see an article, teams that are interested in Julio Jones. And it's literally like, 2/3 of the NFL, because why wouldn't you be, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who knows where he's going to go? I don't think it's going to be Dallas.
How much of a bitch move is that, though? Like, do you think you'll ever take another call from Shannon Sharpe?
So, and you can hear in the interview, you can hear, like, the chick that hosts, she goes, tell him that we're on the air. And then Shannon doesn't say anything, and he keeps talking.
He purposely didn't tell him.
And then at the very end, Shannon Sharpe was like, oh, yeah, and we're on air right now. But they had already said everything.
Jesus.
Bitch move.
Here's per my media source. This is from
Pat McAfee.
I thought you were saying your media source. I was like, okay, AJ's got some media sources.
Per my media source, Pat McAfee of the Pat McAfee Show.
Which is on the zone.
They did not know Fox, Julio. Nobody knew what was happening, and that is why we have seen the actions out of Fox. We've not seen, basically saying Fox has not reposted anything from this moment. Yeah, because
Shannon Sharp just did it on the, like,
on the fly, yeah.
Yeah, on the fly.
Now that is fucking, excuse my French.
It's greasy.
That's super greasy, and I don't respect that at all.
I don't like Shannon Sharp.
No. That's why you can't, like...
I just don't, reasons like that.
Yeah. Oh, and it says right there, you got to have two-party consent in California.
Yeah.
Which means you got to tell the person that you're being recording filmed, yeah. Because in some states and some countries, right. There is no two-party consent.
But is agreeing to be on an interview... I don't know.
But did he?
He didn't.
It was a phone call, right?
He just called him. He didn't say, hey, I'm interviewing you. He called him. Shit. Like, if I were to call you right now.
Okay.
And
okay,
just
okay.
asked him. But they were on air and he didn't tell him. That's why the host was like, hey, tell him we're on air. And then he said it at the very end after he'd already had the conversation.
Yeah. Crap. Okay. And I see that actually quite a bit on podcasts that I watch where people will call him, but they usually always tell will him at say, the start. Hey, just so you know, we're on this.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
I think the year that the Seahawks play the Cardinals in Arizona. Was it the Seahawks versus the Cardinals in Arizona? Yes. I was down there for a trip during Super Bowl.
What are you talking about? Super Bowl?
Yes.
Seattle and Arizona are in the same division.
Sorry. Arizona, the year it was in Arizona.
So Seattle versus probably Denver.
It was it wasn't Arizona. Seattle versus Denver. I feel like I want to, and I'm going to butcher this, but the story.
Too late.
So we went to this, just through work, we got to go to this NFL players party. And Shannon Sharp was there. Didn't get to go near him. but when I went to the bathroom, the running back for Green Bay,
Eddie Lacy,
he was in there. And
which version of Eddie Lacy?
The long-haired Eddie Lacy.
Heavy Lacy.
I was peeing at the urinal.
I hope you didn't let him see your tiny little.
No. He definitely didn't see my wiener. But when he went up to the thing, he just unzipped and he stood there.
Took a step back.
He basically put his hands up. He put his hands up and he didn't touch. I don't think he touched his wang. But then he left. He didn't wash his hands.
Wait. When you say put his hands up, do you mean like lent on the wall, yeah. or just like in the air?
Party trick.
Like I can't. Okay,
just party drops, trick. Okay. Drops.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Well, no wonder he didn't wash his hands. They were up there.
Yeah, that's true.
This is all allegedly. So he. I don't know if he touched the wall.
What
or
do you
whatever.
Mean allegedly? You were standing there watching.
I know, but it was at a peripheral because I didn't want to. I didn't want to get caught.
You were looking.
I would have full on just been looking.
I didn't want to get caught looking, but so. I just remember him, like, it was almost like he was standing like this up against the wall like that, and then he like zipped up and then he left, and I remember being like, Eddie Lacy just came in here, took a Wazinski, and he didn't wash his hands.
Next time you've seen him, he's just like reaching through the sushi, like trying to find the best piece of sushi.
Was there a sushi buffet at this time?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, there was food there.
Digging
for sure.
Through all the chips.
Look at this heavy.
Just the bar nuts.
Yeah. It was like bar. It was at some, I don't even, you know, honestly.
He looks pretty good there.
He looks good there, but then, like, this is, like, amazing. Like, how is he not breaking his legs?
Find a picture with his hands in the air. Guess what he's doing.
Okay. But that's what I was saying. Like, I was down in Arizona when the Hawks were down there, and just being around...
Shannon Sharp?
Just being around Shannon Sharp was amazing.
Was it?
No, I mean, like, I saw him sitting at a table with a bunch of people.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. It was sweet.
Okay. We got a good What Would Jerry Do?
Okay. Should taking we... it home. 53-minute marker. Ending it off with What Would Jerry Do?
What would Jerry do? All right. Settle down.
What would Jerry do in the situation where he saw Eddie Lacy taking a piss? Eddie, you taking a piss like that?
No, he'd be like, Eddie, you wash your hands. He would tell him.
Yeah. So Alex hits it, and then he hits the What Would Jerry Do, and then he goes and grabs a beer.
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, get it in there.
Oh, crack that. Crack that shit, soldier boy.
We're trying to keep the... I don't know why. I'm not trying to rush. We're just trying to keep them around an hour mark.
That's fine.
When we started, we were like 20 to 30 minutes. We'll keep them nice and hot.
if we're on the pace, we'll be by season. We'll have like 4.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Honestly,
we're still under. We're still under. At so least we're doing
by episode
good.
20, you've got time to name those 20 people. Yeah, you got like 6 hours. Okay. Yeah. You got plenty of time. Take a nap.
The first person to DM us right now that you heard us say this at this moment, we'll hook you up with something.
Yeah, we'll send you something.
Just to show that you're a true fan.
We'll send you something. Yeah. A thumbs up emoji.
What should they do? And if you listen to this point, I guess message.
DM.
I don't think we have to worry about it. I literally I do not think anyone's at this point.
The first person to contact us on something, you're going to get that that scraggly hat up there above Steve's head.
No, that's a prop, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, just prop. Say message the word.
It's a snapback.
Yeah.
So adjustable.
Fits anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Either it fits like a dad hat.
Either leave in the comments hat or just say IG or DM our IG.
DM or IG hat.
Are you just saying like letters?
It's just letters.
Yeah.
DM or IG hat B42. Okay, let's hear it. What would Jerry do?
Jerry Jones has a he's got this magic crystal ball he's always carrying around. That's how we come up with these theories and these hypotheticals. And in this one, he gets to remove, delete, erase, or change any NFL rule. So the rule has to be in place, and he's able to change or remove it. Any rule in the NFL.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I'm gonna let's hear it from you, Anth. Best first.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
I'm kind of on the spot.
Do you want me to go? Because I have
you
an
go.
Idea.
Do you have an idea? You go.
I feel like these hard. This is a hard. What would Jerry do? Because it's specific.
Do I need to know the rules?
No, just it better if you don't.
It's kind of better. But I did pull up the five rules, and it sparked this for me. The one is the first one here is the ground cannot cause a fumble.
I was looking at the same thing.
I 100% believe Jerry Jones would go in and either way just want to clear a real clear line of the Dez Bryant catch.
So that wasn't so that they're kind of different rules.
Okay.
Well, so shit. this rule here this rule here go. this rule here, like say I'm running with the football and you tackle my legs and as I'm falling, my hand hits the ground and the ball pops out, right? That would be the ground was causing the fumble. Whereas the Dez Bryant thing, that was just an incomplete pass.
Don't be an idiot next time.
I was going to say, are you just rubbing fucking salt? You're rubbing salt?
So then that's the one I would want to... I think they did change that.
They did change it. Okay. So and now they say it. They're like, now with the way we've went over NFL rules, the Dez Bryant catch would have been a catch. It's like, well, fuck, man. Get fucked. Like,
yeah. Wait a second. So there's specific rules that you're looking at?
No. I'm just saying... I think
a rule that Jerry would change is that opposing teams that play the Cowboys are allowed to play quarterback. I think he would definitely change that rule. So it just gets snapped to no one.
Just in the back.
It gets snapped to their wide out.
Bang! Jerry wins.
It can go to your running back or your wide receiver.
You have men there, just one less.
Yeah, one
deal
less.
With it.
Deal with it. You'll figure it out.
I changed the rule. That's it.
You know what? I'll say this. I think what's the rule with the not late hits on the court? Yeah, you know, whatever, late hit on the quarterback. I think he would eliminate that rule.
You think he's going to let his new $160 million quarterback just get hit whenever?
Okay, absolutely, because he's going to look at me and he's going to say, "That's football, baby."
No, this is a.
It's my.
Jerry does have a risky look in his eyes with his investment,
or he changes it. I'm going to go off
it's
what
a
you're
bold
saying.
Move, Cotton.
See if it plays out. I'm going to say he actually tweaks the roughing the passer one and actually makes it that you can't touch the quarterback. So if you even touch a quarterback, it's a fucking roughing the passer.
You listen to me, you little pipsqueak. You even lay a pinky finger
so now Dak,
fuck you in Dak, the showers.
And we're at the 55-minute mark. The liquor's been flowing. We're at Jerry Jones fucking someone in the shower.
That was a pretty good Jerry Jones impersonation. I'm not gonna lie, that was
fucking
good.
It went from a what would Jerry... It's like, what would Jerry do in prison? If Jerry was in prison and he was like, he was running a squad of people, that's how he would come up to someone. And like, if put Jerry Jones in prison, and instead of Burt Reynolds in the remake of The Longest Yard,
totally,
it's Jerry Jones, and he's Burt Reynolds' character. That's what would happen.
Jerry Jones would definitely be
the warden.
No, he no would definitely way. Be the fire starter guy who kills Who kills Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
Yeah, he would be that guy. That's Jerry Jones.
And Ad, you got to clear the remake too, right? Yeah, I was going to say, you got to clear it up. If you're talking about Burt Reynolds in the first
one. That's what I'm saying. I said the remake. I said Burt Reynolds, the remake.
All right, before we get into more prison sex stories, I'm gonna call us out here. Steve, thanks for being on the third. You know what? Yeah. You're our longest tenured guest.
I got tenure.
Anytime you want to come.
And then you got my bandwagon boys over there. Love you guys.
What up?
And Big Hud's gonna play us out. I'm your boy Anthbess. We'll see you next week. Catch us on Tuesdays.
Holla, holla, holla. What up? How about